For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton. On Monday, Patriots owner Robert Kraft spoke to the media following the annual Myra Kraft Community MVP Awards at Gillette Stadium. Here's what he had to say about the future of the NFL draft and more.
I want you to know I was in New York last night, and it was pouring rain, so it's nice early this morning. It's nice to be here. I was actually at the Tonys. We're involved in this musical, After Midnight, which was up for Best Musical, but we lost. We don't like losing.
What does a day like today mean to you with the event here?
It's unbelievable. When you think, over 400 organizations in the New England region, the volunteers nominate someone who's most deserving. And, I think back to my sweetheart, and she taught me about being the greatest volunteer. And she always was serving the underserved or people with disabilities or people who couldn't help themselves. And I see the stories here today. A gentleman, 93 years old, great shape, doing volunteer work. It really is wonderful.
What were your thoughts on the winner, who was 11 years old when he started his Puzzles to
Max
Remember?
Max Wallach, yeah. Well, my grandmother put her underwear in the refrigerator.
That was his book.
Yeah, he promised me he'd get a cure for Alzheimer's before I get it. I hope. I don't wish that on anybody, but it's he's 18 years old. He's a junior at Boston University, and he's going to be pre-med. And he really, this book is fantastic, and what he has done with puzzles to help people with Alzheimer's. And also, he believes he's close to understanding how to get a cure for it. So he's 18 years old, and he started at 11. And volunteering is just a wonderful story.
When did you start to get the business, gut feeling that you were able to go on to become as successful as you are? How young were you when you said, this is what I would like to do, this is my passion?
Well, I knew I would never be good enough to play in the NFL, so I dreamt about trying to own the NFL franchise in my hometown, and I had better odds of being a starting quarterback in the NFL because there were 32 and there's only one team, and some of them never change hands, like in New York or Chicago or Pittsburgh, the same families that founded the league 90 years ago. But it's like anything else in life. You set your goals and you get disappointed and you just keep coming back like the tide, and sometimes things fall your way.
I just had a question. You mentioned a couple other cities, and one thing that had emerged in the last couple of days, football-wise, was the fact that New York won't be having the draft. And I was curious, Boston had...
Did they say that categorically?
I don't know. You know better than me. I'm not on their emails.
Okay, well, maybe they're considering other options as well as New York.
That's probably a bet. I bet. Again, I would bet on you instead of me. But would Boston be in the mix? Would you be interested in hosting a draft here, and why?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a decision for Mayor Walsh, who has called me and said he is very interested in it, and he has had his staff working with the NFL. We'd love to see it happen. It's about, do we have the proper venue in the city of Boston, and what it would do for tourism, and also the so-called sizzle factor. I know they're seriously considering L.A. and Chicago is geographically well-suited to do this, but I think now there's some consideration for maybe even splitting the draft into two parts and doing it in different cities and moving it around. So it's all under exploration now.
If you guys tanked and had like a top 10 or top 5 pick, you would have serious sizzle.
We'd take too much abuse from you if we tanked. And I hope we don't, unless we're doing a good trade, I hope we're never in the top 10.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to one more?
Just one more. Yep. You mentioned at the start just that you don't like losing. You were talking about the Tonys and all that, and I was just thinking about how this community MVP event has been consistent, you know, since you've been the owner. Bill Belichick has been consistent 15 years as the coach. Just the stability of you, Bill, Tom. I'm curious how you feel that has contributed to your ability to have success.
No, I think it's a big part. I learned early on when I came in as a new owner and transitioning from Bill Parcells to Pete Carroll, and then looking at different other teams around the league, every new coach has their system, how they want to do it. So here you've been drafting players and doing things a certain way, and then you got to give 2 to 3 years to give a chance for a new setup. So I made it a point then to try to find a way. I think you get a competitive advantage in this league if you have continuity. There are just a lot of little things that are done, and the learning curve experience of being able, whether it's how you even travel, how you train in the off season, how you train at training camp, it's all built up over a learning curve, and a new system, new coaches coming in, it takes quite a while. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.